So I know we said that last week we were done.
We're not done.
Because, you guys,
Something happened.
We have an amazing listener who has sent in stories, who has sent in jokes, who is a phenomenal human. I came home to a package on my front porch, and I called Meg, freaking out.
Was that like, Tarjay?
And I was like, Meg, we have fan mail. Is that what that is?
I guess. I'm so excited.
And so at first, because it was addressed just to me, so I didn't know. And I open it, says Raina Edmonds. And this is what the card says.
It's so pretty. I'm a sucker for packaging.
I know. It says, hey, witches, Merry fucking Christmas or Xmas. But still, I love that she said fucking. You know me. I mean, I don't swear ever.
She lacks the word fuck.
Thank you for all the laughs and randomness. Wishing both your families a great holiday season and happy new year. Love, M.
Oh,
that's her at. Yeah. There it is. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Do I read that? No. Anyways. So, M, you're amazing. Also, just so you know, we've been discussing your redneck names. We'll get back to that
we've
in a second.
Ideas.
We have ideas because now you're one of us.
Okay, so this is from Jay Rays in Wichita, Kansas. You know what I think of when I think of Wichita?
Twister.
No.
Oh, what?
Trains, planes, trains, and automobiles. Trains, planes,
I haven't
and
seen
automobiles.
That movie.
They get rerouted to Wichita. Or something like that. Something about Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Kansas is, I mean, I love, as lost as Dorothy. Obviously.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You
didn't Dorothy,
get that?
No.
Ha, I got the name before you. Oh, look at me. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Cute box. You guys, she has a cookie company. She sent us fucking cookies. It feels like there's a lot of them. Holy, oh my God. I'm going to cry. Holy shit. Are you kidding me right now? Oh, I don't even have words.
Not only did she send us cookies, she sent us like custom cookies.
Like it's a Bigfoot in our colors. This is wild, weird, and unknown. Are we both crying?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Snowflake. If that's not the cutest freaking snowflake you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to eat one.
They're going to taste amazing.
A cute Christmas tree. And what else? A cute, looks like a light ornament.
Present.
A Santa Claus. A pink one. It's my favorite kind. Oh my God, I can't wait to eat. I really want to bite the Bigfoot's head off is honestly how I feel.
I gotta take pictures of it first.
Oh no, we will. Don't you worry. We'll do a little flat lay of it.
Oh my God.
You
outdid yourself.
Seriously, you guys, this is the cutest. It's light bulbs and trees.
There's so many cookies.
You can't even see it on this because of how bright that light
is. But look at, if you're watching on the YouTubes, this is our little logo, our little Bigfoot that's got the fluorescent around it. And it says wild, weird, and unknown.
Look at it.
This is an
dead.
M dedication
episode.
Mini-sode. Just, oh, appreciation. Like,
they all arrived in one piece. None are broken, which is impressive.
Amazing.
Shipping cookies halfway across the country.
Look at that freaking Santa.
I know. That's what I said. He's so cute. And he's a pink one. I love a pink Santa.
Oh, my. If anybody needs cookies, I mean, go to J. Ray's Cookies from Wichita, Kansas.
J. Ray's Cookies from Wichita, Kansas. M, you are a phenomenal human. We love you. This is seriously the best Christmas gift we could have gotten.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Like, this is incredible.
I think this is our first official fan mail.
Besides emails and stuff, like stuff
yeah,
we've actually
like actually,
gotten
this
in
is
the
our
mail.
First official fan mail. Mm-hmm. So we beyond appreciate you, and this just obviously made our whole fucking
it's
week.
Just incredible. Incredible.
Okay, now we got to take pictures of these and show them. Now I want to eat one right now.
Eat them.
I need one in and around my mouth immediately.
Now. And this is going to go really good with this this Schilling Cider's Mule you had waiting for me when I popped in.
I did. I had a brand send me. It's called Infuse and Booze. I'll give them a little plug too. Infuse and Booze. Ugh. And it's basically you buy, it's like a empty jar, pretty jar with the infusions already in it. And then you add whatever liquor you want to it and let it sit. And then it infuses the liquor. And then they give you a recipe. So this one was for it had like pear and orange and lemon and cinnamon.
Mule is my favorite drink.
That was when I realized it was a mule. I was like, I better fucking fit. I started this video 3 weeks ago and never finished it. And it's been sitting in my fridge. So I was like, I got to do it today. And now we have cookies to go with.
Hot damn.
So
it's a Christmas miracle.
Em, I'm going to give you some options for your redneck name. And you can let us know what you think.
There was Othy.
Othy. Starlene. Right? That hasn't been assigned yet.
Oh, Felonies is
no,
your...
that's Fallon.
There's Lonesome Bee, Church World Montgomery, Lahoma from Oklahoma, but that's Oklahoma.
She could just be Dorothy.
She could be
maybe
Dorothy.
Her nickname is Dorothy.
Dorothea.
Dorothea. Well, Dorothea.
Dorothea? We don't have a Dorothea, do we?
God, why does that sound so familiar?
I don't know. Dorcas?
No, Dorothea?
I don't know.
I thought we already named someone that, but that's excellent. Dorothea? I feel like she's Dorothea.
Dorothea from Kansas?
Dorothea from Kansas.
From Wichita.
Dorothea from Wichita.
I mean, you get to choose your redneck name.
Someone correct us if we've assigned that to somebody. I don't think we have. Yeah. So, you let us know if you accept.
If you accept this privilege of being a redneck with the Redneck Yacht Club.
We might have something coming for you. We'll
meet on Thursdays.
Virtually. No, but we have something coming for you after Christmas once, because I'm about to leave town. But we have something headed your way as a thank you. And
oh my God, this just made our life. We were literally just talking about how we're not really like in the festive mood. And I
literally
think this did it for me, man.
This was like 5 minutes before we opened this. We were both just like, oh, this year is just hard. We have a lot of, I will say, if anybody's watching the news, we live just outside of Seattle and there is the most insane weather happening here. Meg and I are safe. We live up.
We're safe, but we're pretty stuck.
But you guys, I mean, 15 minutes from us is where all of this horrible flooding is going on. So it's down in the valley, and to get to anywhere we need to go, you kind of have to go through the valley.
We're in this period of we are fine, but we're checking on everybody we know.
Yeah.
Because it is affecting our community.
Yeah. And if we needed to get somewhere over there,
like,
it's
I don't
not
know
as
if
easy.
You could get to your mom's right now.
Yeah, that's
very
I
easily.
Don't know that I we could get to the airport. I don't know that, like, we are kind of like we'd have to go way around, which I mean, I don't even
the
know
valley
where way,
is
I would
lake.
Have to go all yeah. Wild. I mean, it's shitty up here. It's not good. Washington's used to rain. Not this much rain.
The atmospheric river.
Atmospheric.
My children
getting hit with the second one.
The third one. We had two.
Third?
We had two last week.
Jesus.
My husband mentioned this atmospheric river, and my children have been ridiculing him nonstop for being obsessed with an atmospheric river because he's like a weatherman, right? And now it's like, okay, this isn't a joke anymore.
No,
this really sucks.
I think, yeah, because everyone's like, oh, Seattle gets rain.
No, this we don't.
Not,
no.
Well, we do
we,
get
we but we get drizzles. We don't get this downpour. I had to get up in the... I sleep with my window open all year round. Yeah. I got up in the middle of the night because I could hear the water coming into the house. It was pouring.
Shit.
It was downpouring so hard. I had to get up and close the window and everything was soaking wet.
It's getting scary. Is, you know, right now we just had some easements blow in like the town.
Some levees.
Levees blew. The dams are giving out. And that's, I think, the scary part because there's a lot more rain coming.
And we're fine. We live up on a hill. Like, we are
literally
fine.
We're up on a hill, so we're okay. But it's, I mean.
I'm a hill.
I'm a hill. You are.
I am a hill.
But, yeah.
It's my maiden name, you guys. Don't make it weird.
Yeah. Luckily, all my friends are either on one side of the valley or the other. Most of them are not down in it. But it's still, I mean, it's not going to be good for this area. And it's kind of terrifying. But I just hope nothing else goes down because if mudslides, that kind of stuff is where.
Well, we've already had a mudslide on 18.
I feel like more to come. Yeah. It's so wet.
Yeah. So pray for our community, please.
Yeah.
Like, we need
happy,
that.
Happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts. Pray, you know, send good jujus.
Send good jujus. If you're not a prayer
energy.
Kind of person, which I'm not, send all the good energy our way and just, you know, we'll keep you guys posted. If any of our situation changes, we'll update on the gram.
Yeah. But she's going away. I'm going to be here and then we'll be back together for New Year's for...
Hell yeah, for my birthday.
For her birthday.
Turning 39 years old, you guys.
39.
I was trying to convince Megan. I'm seeing all this shit on the TikTok about this three Atlas thing.
A three-eye atlas?
That one.
You think I don't already have
stuff
written down?
I know you do, but I'm just saying, because they're saying...
It doesn't behave properly.
I know, and they're saying it's all supposed to come to a head on Friday. I fly out to Utah. That's the thing, is we know this. Every
Friday,
time something's
which calendar?
Supposed to happen.
Which calendar?
They said the 19th. I don't know. Didn't say. Either way, that's the day I fly out for Utah, so, like, Godspeed.
The big thing is, like, it's not behaving properly, and there's other objects, things... seemingly interacting with it. And one of the things is, you know, it's a comet, right? And the tail's supposed to go away from the sun because of like solar wind, I think they call it. I'm not a scientist, y'all.
I am.
All this stuff. apparently this bitch is a scientist.
And I'm now a scientist.
Food scientist. Gastronomy. But the tail is toward the sun, which is not something that we typically see.
But we know it's an alien. We know it's
Do
aliens.
We?
I feel do like we? I do.
Did your left tit tell you?
My left tit was singing to me the other day, and it said, it's aliens.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I think it's my favorite M's letter. It says, thank you for all the laughs and randomness. Here it is.
I mean, that's what we are good for.
The randomness. Yeah, where we just come out with this shit. I'm so sorry, everybody.
I do have a question for M, though. Do you have any stories that you'd like to share with us? Anything from your local area that you'd like me to cover? Because I can do that.
Or you want to hop on? And tell us something. We'll have you on as a guest, so you got some good.
I mean, you gave us cookies, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much, you can run the show.
You gave us cookies? Yeah. Literally.
Like,
it doesn't
booze
take a lot
or cookies?
Here.
Right. Done.
Yeah, done.
Done.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the way to our hearts, in case anybody's wondering.
Yep.
All right, well, obviously, we'll see what happens on Friday. If anything happens with the three Atlas.
I'll be here recording by myself.
Meg will be batting down the hatches in the garage.
I'm going to be batting down the hatches. I'll have all the cats and the dog. Jandice and I will be here.
Yep.
And we will be reporting live.
And I will be in the mountains of Utah.
Hopefully alive.
I mean, probably safe. I feel like mountains of Utah. Wouldn't you think that'd be safe?
They'll protect the Mormons.
That was the best thing I ever heard in my life. No, so you're telling me I'm fucked. Because that's probably the first thing. No, just kidding. I'm joking.
You better get back because you're supposed to have a nice birthday party.
I know.
And I'm committing to New Year's Eve. Usually I only commit to New Year's Day. I'm committing. I'm going to get so tired.
I know. We're going to be okay. You could just stay up till midnight and then go to bed.
Luckily, it's literally two blocks from my house where
you stayed up the other night.
I did.
Until what time? It was like 11:30.
It was like 11:30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did that two nights in a row. Actually, it was this one and then the other weekend when my sisters were in town, too.
Oh,
you stayed up late that night, too. So look at us.
Look at us.
We don't do it well.
No, I don't do it
way more hungover when I stay up that late. It's not fun.
I'm so tired.
Oh, we are tired.
I'm so tired.
I was tired today until I got this package, and then all of a sudden now I got a second wind.
Energy. Again, thank you, Em.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, Em.
I'm going to go eat our cookies, drink our mules.
Yes. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for listening to this impromptu random episode, but we decided we had to jump on and just like...
Oh, technically today is my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday.
Are we going to air this on Thursday?
Apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday to your baby.
Happy birthday to
your
my
little baby.
My little baby.
Your little baby. She got an award at school today and she's out there.
She's freaking proud.
One of those kids that wears whatever the hell she wants all the time and she was in a nice summer dress. Halter neck dress and it is
Brandon sitting behind me she goes does your daughter know what season it is?
Like, no. Nope. Olive doesn't care what season it is.
She does not.
She beats to her own drum.
She does, and I love her for it.
I love her for it too.
And then your husband confused my oldest daughter for me.
Yeah, which is standard.
Fun.
He was poking her in the ear for a while and then he was like, "That's not Meg." Also, I don't know that he actually confused if he just wanted to torture
or
Mia
he just
and
wanted to
get away with
her.
Standard. Yeah. All right, you guys. Well,
Merry Christmas,
y'all.
Merry
Christmas. We love you all. Love you, Em. This is the best thing ever.
It really
is. And cheers.
Get yourself some lunatic soup over the holidays.
You stole my line.
Sorry.
Now I got to do yours. And remember, in this crazy world,
it's good to be a lunatic.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
That was wrong.
Merry Chrysler.
Merry Grimace.
Merry Christmas.
I didn't like that mix up.
I know. Weird.
It was a downstairs mix.
Goodbye. Do you think?